Rat-a-tat number two. I now probably own most of the Kodo series of Holocaust books, having long used and been immersed in their free downloads, which I recommend, and one of the actual books sitting on my shelves, Pride of Place, and show my support for their work. I have no clue how many paid staff and volunteers work there, but coffee, heating and donuts ain't cheap anymore. In browsing through these tomes, I am frequently left somewhat baffled at the sheer audacity of the liars, not to mention the clattering absurdity of their tales. It often comes across not merely as the work of yet another pathological Khazarian liar. It also comes across as the ranting and raving of a truly psychotic, terminally sick and depraved, sexually darkly deviant adolescent. The sort of sly little shifty-eyed bastard pretending to be puppy, wag wag that tail, that you really wouldn't want your virgin daughter dragging home for a sleepover. If you think I'm exaggerating Moggy over the top, ha, then download or better, buy the book of Volume 1. It's called Dissecting the Holocaust by G. Rudolph. Then go to page 124, the end of the chapter called The Value of Testimony and Confessions on the Holocaust. Enjoy. Here follows some examples of utterly absurd claims regarding the alleged National Socialist genocide. Child survived 6 gassings in a gas chamber that never existed. Woman survived 3 gassings because the Nazis kept running out of gas. To stay alive, gassing victim breathed through a keyhole in a gas chamber door at Flossenburg, where no homicidal gas chamber ever existed, cursed the SS when they opened the door, and then she ran away. Fairy tale of a bear and an eagle in a cage, eating 1 Jew per day. Mass graves expelling geishers of blood. Erupting and exploding mass graves. Soap production from human fat with imprint RIF. Reine Juden Seife, pure Jewish soap. Solemn burial of soap. The SS made sausage in the crematoria out of human flesh. RJW, Reine Judenwurst. Lampshades, book covers, driving gloves for SS officers, saddles, riding breeches, house slippers, and ladies' handbags of human skin. Pornographic pictures on canvases made of human skin. Mummified human thumbs were used as light switches in the house of Ilse Koch, wife of K.L. Commander Koch, Buchenwald. Production of shrunken heads from bodies of inmates. Acid or boiling water baths to produce human skeletons. Muscles cut from the legs of executed inmates contracted so strongly that they made the buckets jump about. An SS father skeet shooting babies thrown into the air while his 9-year-old daughter applauds and shrieks, "Daddy, do it again, daddy." Jewish children used by Hitler Youth for target practice. Wagons disappeared into a depression in the ground, into an underground crematoria at Auschwitz. Such facilities never existed. And the list goes on. Forcing prisoners to lick stairs clean and collect garbage with their lips. Injections into the eyes of inmates to change their eye color. First artificially fertilization of women at Auschwitz, then gas them. Torturing people in specially mass-produced torture boxes made by Krupp. Torturing people by shooting at them with wooden bullets to make them talk. Smacking people with special spanking machines. Killing by drinking a glass of liquid hydrogen cyanide, which evaporates so quickly that it would endanger all those standing nearby. Killing people with poisoned soft drinks. Underground mass extermination in enormous rooms by means of high voltage electricity. I know this is beginning to sound a bit tedious, but this is what is being sold as the real deal. It makes the entire Holocaust description as offered by witnesses at, say, the Nuremberg trials, not only suspect, it makes these descriptions ridiculous. I can continue. How about absurd lies dreamed up by terminally sick people, mostly Khazar Jews, dining out on their psychotic fantasies, and, big bonus, being taken seriously by millions of simple-minded happy-clappies. Here we go. Blast 20,000 Jews into the Twilight Zone with atomic bombs. Killing in vacuum chamber, hot steam or chlorine gas. Mass murder in hot steam chamber. Mass murder by tree cutting, forcing people to climb trees, then cutting the trees down. Killing a boy by forcing him to eat sand. Gassing Soviet POWs in a quarry. Gas chambers on wheels in Treblinka, which dumped their victims directly into burning pits. Delayed action poison gas that allowed the victims to leave the gas chambers and walk to the mass graves by themselves. Rapid construction portable gas chamber sheds. Beating people to death, then carrying out autopsies to see why they died. Introduction of Zyklon gas into the gas chambers of Auschwitz through shower heads or from steel bottles. Introduction of Zyklon gas into the gas chambers of Auschwitz via bombs. Mass murder with pneumatic hammers and in high voltage baths. Provisional gas chambers in ditches covered with canvas. Murdering millions of children at Auschwitz using wads soaked with hydrogen cyanide taken from vials which never existed. Electrical conveyor belt executions. Bashing people's brains in with a pedal-driven brain-bashing machine while listening to the radio. Cremation of bodies in blast furnaces. Cremation of bodies using no fuel at all. Skimming off boiling human fat from open-air cremation fires. Mass graves containing hundreds of thousands of bodies removed without a trace within a few weeks. A true miracle of improvisation on the part of the Germans. Killing 840,000 Russian POWs at Sachsenhausen and burning the bodies in four portable furnaces. Removal of corpses by means of blasting, i.e. blowing them up. SS bicycle races in the gas chamber of Birkenau. Out of pity for complete strangers, a Jewish mother and her child, an SS man leaps into the gas chamber voluntarily at the last second in order to die with them. Blue haze after gassing with hydrogen cyanide, which is actually colourless. Singing of national anthems and the Communist International by the victims in the gas chamber. Evidence of atrocity propaganda of communist origin. A 12-year-old boy giving an impressive and heroic speech in front of the other camp children before being gassed. Filling the mouths of victims with cement to prevent them from singing patriotic or communist songs. Note, there's a ton of further notes if you want to follow them up, leading to the source material. An awful lot of this stuff was entered solemnly into the documents of the Nuremberg trial as absolute evidence against Germany. And it's really is so far-fetched, the mind boggles.